Upravo je završen sastanak predsednika Vlade Republike Srbije, gospodina Vojislava Koštunice i grčkog premijera, gospodina Kostasa Karamanlisa. Oni će sada dati izjave za medije. Pitanja nisu predviđena zbog obaveza grčkog premijera. Hvala.
Dame i gospodo novinari, posebno mi je zadovoljstvo da vam se obratimo sa nekoliko reči posle uspešnih razgovora koje smo vodili premijer Grčke, gospodin Kostas Karamanlis i ja.
Ladies and gentlemen, the journalist, it is my pleasure to address you with a couple of words after the successful talks that the Prime Minister of Greece, Mr. Karamanlis, and I had.
Posta gospodina Karamanlisa Beogradu je uvek dobrodošla, ona u ovom trenutku posebno značajna. Značajna je zato što pokriva tri važna grada u regionu, Zagreb, Beograd i Prištinu. Važna je zbog toga što je u pravom doslovnom smislu reči Grčka regionalni lider.
The visit of the Greek Prime Minister is always welcome, but at this point in time it is particularly important because it covers three important cities in this region, Zagreb, Belgrade and Pristina, and it is also important because Greece is really the regional leader.
Za nas je ova poseta značajna zato što dolazi u trenutku kad našu zemlju očekuje jedan značajan datum, to je studija izvodljivosti, pozitivna studija izvodljivosti, uvereni smo krajem marta meseca ove godine i u našem razgovoru je bilo zapravo reči o svemu tome što je u protekloj godini, u proteklim godinama učinjeno da zemlja učini ovaj prvi značajan formalni korak ka Evropskoj uniji.
At this point in time, this visit is particularly important because it comes before a very important date for us, the date for the positive feasibility study, which is expected at the end of March. And we have discussed about everything that this country has done to make this first important step towards the joining of to the European Union.
Na tom putu do sad, uvek smo uživali značajnu podršku i pomoć Grčke i to se odnosi za period koji je pred nama. Ali da kažem nekoliko reči o tim pitanjima o kojima smo govorili, imajući u vidu značaj studije izvodljivosti, ta pitanja su, i da ne pomenem, naravno znate, pored bilateralnih odnosa Grčke i Srbije i potrebe njihovog daljeg razvoja, pre svega komunikacija i grčke pomoći kad je reč o koridoru 10, ta pitanja od šireg regionalnog i ne samo šireg regionalnog i evropskog značaja su naravno Kosovo, državna zajednica i saradnja sa Haškim tribunalom.
We have so far always had the assistance and support of Greece and it will we expect it also in the coming we hope to have it also in the coming period. In addition to the feasibility study, we also discussed several other issues. In addition to our bilateral relations between Serbia and Greece and their further communication and their further development, we discussed also the communication, the Greek assistance with respect to Corridor 10, and then broader regional issues, and among them being the most important, Kosovo, the State Union, and the Hague Tribunal.
I najzad nekoliko reči, sasvim kratko o ovim pitanjima, kako bi reč prepustio našem dragom i mom gostu, gospodinu Karamanlisu. Kada reč o Kosovu, još jedan puta smo ponovili odlučnost naših vlasti da se angažuje u razgovorima i aktivno učestvuje u razgovorima o standardu, o stanju ljudskih prava na Kosovu i Metohiji. Ne treba da govorim naravno da smo mi stanjem tih prava i kada je reč o slobodi kretanja i bezbednosti i povratku raseljenih više nego nezadovoljni.
And I would just briefly say a couple of words about the topics we discussed in our talks, and then I would give the floor to our dear and honored guest. With respect to Kosovo, we once again reiterated the resolution of our authorities to take part and to be engaged in the discussions regarding the standards and the human rights in Kosovo. And I probably shouldn't repeat that when it comes to the state of human rights, displacement, and freedom of movement, we are more than dissatisfied.
A kad je reč o statusu, taj razgovor će se otvoriti pošto se odmere, izmere, izvrši provera stanja ljudskih prava na Kosovo i Metohiji. U tom pogledu, kao što je poznato, mi prednost dajemo jednom rešenju koje bi, u kome ne bi trebalo da bude dobitnika i gubitnika. Nikad je reč o Srbima, nikad je reč o Albancima, nikad je reč o međunarodnoj zajednici. Dakle, visok, izuzetno visok, možda je bolja reč, stepen autonomije Kosova i Metohije unutar državne zajednice Srbije i Crne Gore, uz, naravno, nepromenljivost granica i isključivanje mogućnosti da Kosovo bude nezavisno. Uz različite procene koje postoje u Srbiji, kad je reč o političkim sredstvima, u ovom pogledu, kad je reč o ovom političkom cilju, svi se politički akteri slažu.
When it comes to the status of Kosovo, the discussions about the status of Kosovo will be opened once we have measured and assessed and checked the situation of human rights in Kosovo and Metohija. The Serbian government gives advantage to the solution which will give no winners or no losers, both when it comes to Serbs, Albanians and the international community. So the Serbian government is in favor of a status of Kosovo which will provide to it an extremely high degree of autonomy within the State Union of Serbia and Montenegro, and it is also advocating the inviolability of the borders and the possibility of the independence of Kosovo and Metohija is ruled out. Despite all the different assessments when it comes to different political issues in Serbia, everybody in Serbia agrees on this point.
Najzad, kada je reč o državnoj zajednici, u svu specifičnost državne strukture, onako kako je ona definisana Beogradskim sporazumom, sigurni smo da će studije izvodljivosti uticati, da će podstaći i bolje funkcionisanje i opstanak državne zajednice. A najzad, da kažem, kada je reč o saradnji sa Haškim tribunalom, još jedan put sam premijeru Karamanlisu preneo zaista čvrsto uverenje, stav vlade Srbije o neophodnosti saradnje sa Haškim tribunalom i o ispunjavanju preostalih obaveza na onaj način, kada reče saradnje sa Haškim tribunalom, na koje je to učinjeno u proteklim mesecima, dakle dobrovoljnom predajom optuženih koja je u najboljem interesu za državu optužene i njihove porodice.
When it comes to the State Union, regarding the specific structure of this state community provided for by the Belgrade Agreement, we believe that the feasibility study would give an incentive to better functioning of the State Union and its survival. As for The Hague, I reiterated to the Prime Minister, Mr. Karamanlis, the firm position of the Serbian government that this cooperation is necessary and that our obligations will be fulfilled in the manner in which we were fulfilling it in the previous months by voluntary surrenders, because it is in the best interest of indictees and of the state.
Για μια εξαιρετικά χρήσιμη συνάντηση με τον καλό φίλο, τον Πρωθυπουργό της Σερβίας, τον κύριο Βόιτσλαβ Κοστούνιτσα, θα ήθελα ευθύς εξ αρχής να τονίσω ότι εδώ και αρκετά χρόνια έχω αναπτύξει με τον Βόιτσλαβ μια σχέση αμοιβαίας εμπιστοσύνης και ειλικρίνειας. I'll make it in English afterwards myself. Η ειλικρίνεια και η εμπιστοσύνη αντανακλά ασφαλώς το εξαιρετικό κλίμα και τους δεσμούς φιλίας που συνδέουν τη Σερβία με την Ελλάδα. Όπως είναι φυσικό, κάναμε μια σύντομη ανασκόπηση των θετικών εξελίξεων στις διμερείς μας σχέσεις και βέβαια συζητήσαμε και την ευρωπαϊκή προοπτική της Σερβίας. Θέση της Ελλάδας ήταν και είναι σαφής και ξεκάθαρη. Η σταθερότητα της Ευρώπης, θα έλεγα, και όχι μόνο της περιοχής μας, εξασφαλίζεται μέσα από τον ευρωπαϊκό προσανατολισμό των χωρών της Βαλκανικής. Η Σερβία πρέπει να βρει τη θέση που της ανήκει στην Ευρωπαϊκή Ένωση. Το δικαιούται. Και γνωρίζω ότι ο κύριος Πρωθυπουργός, κύριος Κοστούνιτσα, εργάζεται συστηματικά προς αυτή την κατεύθυνση. Κατά τη συνάντησή μας συζητήσαμε βεβαίως και τις εξελίξεις στο θέμα του Κωσόβου. Όπως είπα και χθες το βράδυ, η Ελλάδα εργάζεται συστηματικά τόσο ως μέλος της Ευρωπαϊκής Ένωσης και του ΝΑΤΟ, όσο και ως μέλος του Συμβουλίου Ασφαλείας κατά την προσεχή την τρέχουσα διετία, προκειμένου να διασφαλιστεί ο πλήρης σεβασμός των κριτηρίων, των standards που έχουν τεθεί από τη διεθνή κοινότητα στο Κόσοβο και να εξευρεθεί λύση σύμφωνη με τα ευρωπαϊκά κριτήρια και τις ευρωπαϊκές αξίες. Εξέδεσα με απόλυτη ειλικρίνεια τις προοπτικές που διαγράφονται με τα σημερινά δεδομένα. Η συμμετοχή του Βελιγραδίου στις διεργασίες και στις εξελίξεις θα συμβάλλει ουσιαστικά στη σταθερότητα και την ασφάλεια της περιοχής. Τέλος, θα ήθελα να υπογραμμίσω και πάλι ότι πρέπει να ανοίξει ο δρόμος της Σερβίας προς την Ευρώπη. Βεβαίως είναι γνωστό ότι στις προϋποθέσεις που έχει θέσει η Ευρωπαϊκή Ένωση για να ανοίξει ο δρόμος συμπεριλαμβάνεται και η συνεργασία με το ΙΚΤΗ. Θέλω και πάλι να ευχαριστήσω τον φίλο Πρωθυπουργό της Σερβίας για την ουσιαστική συζήτηση που είχαμε. I had an extremely useful meeting with my friend, my good friend, the Prime Minister of Serbia, Mr. Vojislav Koštunica. I would like to stress from the outset that for some years now I have developed with the Prime Minister a relationship of mutual trust and friendship. This sincerity and trust reflect the excellent climate and the bonds of friendship between Serbia and Greece. As expected, we briefly reviewed the positive developments in our relations. We also discussed the European perspective of Serbia. Greece's stance is crystal clear. Stability in Europe, and not just in our region, will be secured only through the European orientation of the Balkan countries. Serbia should find its place into the European Union. It deserves it. And I know that the Prime Minister systematically works in this direction. During our meeting, we discussed, of course, developments with regard to Kosovo. As I said last night, Greece is working systematically, both as member of the European Union and NATO, as well as member of the United Nations Security Council for the current 2 years period, with the aim to ensure that the standards set by the international community for Kosovo are fully met and that a solution is found in compliance with the European standards and the European values. I explained with utmost frankness the prospects under present circumstances. The participation of Belgrade will contribute substantially to the stability and security of the region. In concluding, I would like to stress once more that the road of Serbia towards Europe should open the soonest. And of course, full cooperation with ICTI is among the prerequisites set by the European Union. Once again, I wish to thank my friend, the Prime Minister of Serbia, for the substantive talks discussion we had today.
Želeo bih da istaknem da smo imali izuzetno korisne, da sam imao izuzetno korisne razgovore sa mojim veoma dobrim, izuzetno dobrim prijateljem, srpskim premijerom, gospodinom Koštunicom, da smo u našim razgovorima ponovo istekli izuzetno međusobno poverenje koje imamo i odlične odnose, prijateljske veze između Srbije i Grčke i također smo ponovo razmotrili evropski put Srbije ka Crnoj, evropski put Srbije. Također smo zaključili da radi stabilnosti u Evropi i stabilnosti u regionu, balkanske zemlje moraju imati evropsku orijentaciju. Srbija treba da ima mesto u Evropskoj uniji i zaslužuje ga, a primjeri Koštunica sistematski radi na tome. Što se tiče Kosova, Grčka je kao članica Evropske unije, kao članica NATO i kao članica Saveta bezbednosti ove dve godine za poštovanje standarda na Kosovu i zalaže se za njihovo puno ispunjavanje i rešenje koje će poštovati evropske standarde i evropske vrednosti. Također smo istekli da uz učešće Beograda, jasno smo rekli da su izgledi za stabilnost u regionu veliki i da put Srbije ka Evropi treba da se otvori što pre. Naravno, jedan od preduslova za to je puna saradnja sa tribunalom u Hagu. Još jednom želim da se zahvalim mom prijatelju premijeru gospodinu Koštunici.